There is a halacha that one is not supposed to kiss children in shul. I want to go through what the source of this halacha is, what the possible exceptions to the halacha are, and then maybe some of the most common cases where this can come up. Sefer Chasidim, Siman Reish Nun Hei, writes, Lo yinashek adam bebeis haknesses espino, velo bebeiso lifnei rabo, that a person should not kiss his son in shul, nor in his house in front of his rebbe. And then he goes on to say that, what should you kiss in shul? La'acha shekara betorah menashek sefer Torah. But after you read from the Torah, you should kiss the Sefer Torah. So notice, I am not quoting you a Gemara, because there is no Gemara that says that you're not allowed to kiss children in shul, but the Sefer Chasidim writes like this. Also in the Shalos Teshuvos Bin Yamin Ze'ev, Siman Chuf Samech Gimel, he writes, Matzasi B'Sefer HaAguda, that I've found several pieces of advice in Sefer HaAguda, and one of them is, V'lo Yenashek Adam Lebanav B'Beis HaKnesses, one should not kiss his children in shul, except he adds, why not? Lahodia Shein Ahava Ka'avas HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to let it be known that there is no love that rivals the love one has toward Hashem. When one kisses his children in shul, it makes it look like there's a love that rivals the love of Hashem. We have to make clear there's no love that rivals the love of Hashem, and therefore there's no kissing children in shul. This is quoted the halacha by the Ramah in Siman Sadi Chesif Aleph. The Ramah writes, Asur la'adam lanashik banav haketan in beis haknesses kedei lekvoa belibo shein ava kavas hamakom, quoting from that Tshuvos Binyamin Ze'ev in the name of the Aguda. It's interesting, the Magen Avraham on the spot writes that you should look in the Shlach HaKadosh, who talks about having children in shul in the first place, that maybe it's not such a great idea to bring young children to shul, and the Mishnah Berurah elaborates that specifically we're talking about children who are not yet at the age of chinuch, because hayiladim misachkim umaraktim bebeis haknesses, children that play and they jump around in shul, umachalim kedushas bebeis haknesses, and they ruin the kedusha of the shul. V'gam mevalbelim dasim espalim. They're a big distraction to people who are trying to daven, even if they're being cute and nice. They're a distraction to people who are trying to daven. V'od gam ki yaskinu lo yosuku miminhagam hara asher nischanchu bialdusam. And also, it's horrible chinuch if you teach a child that when he comes to shul, it's a place to run, it's a place to play, it's a place to eat candy. So that's what he's going to think of shul like, and he's going to continue to be mevaze kedusha space haknesses when he gets older. However, says the Mishnah Berurah, once he's magil lechinuch, adaraba, yevienu also lebeis haknesses v'yelam dey orchos chayim. Then adaraba, you should bring him to shul, teach him how to behave properly. Leishev be'emo be'yira. Let him sit there with trepidation, the way one is supposed to sit in shul. V'lo yanichenu lozuz mimekomo. When you have a child in shul, do not let him move. If he could sit in his seat in one place, be'emo v'yira, like there's like an important official there or something like that, the way you would want him to behave if you were meeting the president. So good, so then have him and let him answer, teach him to answer Kaddish, Kedusha, and all of those things. Good, but that is just Derech Agav, what the Mishnah Berurah writes on this halacha. Now, are there any exceptions to this issur of kissing in shul? So what about people who aren't your children? In both of these sources, it says you're not allowed to kiss banav, your own son, in shul. So the Kav HaChaim in Siman Sadi Ches, Sivkat Nyud, says that maybe it only applies to your own children, because that's the truest expression of love. If it's not your own children, then it's not a true expression of love. However, Avad Yosef in Yechav Adas Chel Dal Siman Yud Beis writes that based on the reason, Shein Ava Kavas HaMakum, he says, Hu Adin Lis Nashikim Chavero Krovo Beis HaKnesses. It's not only about your children, it's about anybody. It's always an expression of love to give somebody a kiss, and the only reason we mention children is because that's the most common case. What about older children? So the Tshuvos Or Yitzchak or Chaim Siman Mem Beis says that maybe it only applies to little children, but most poskim disagree with that and say no, mehechi teisi to be mechalik. Even though the Ramah says banav ketanim, that's just urcha demilsa nakat. That's the normal case. That's who you normally would kiss in shul. You normally wouldn't kiss older children anyway, but it would apply to older children as well, especially since the original source of the Aguda and the Sefer Chasidim never even mentioned banim ketanim, right? They just said banav. They didn't even say banim ketanim. It's only the Ramah that added banav haketanim. So it doesn't seem that that's part of the actual halacha. What about if the kiss is not for love, but the kiss is for some other reason? It's for derech kavod or something like that. In Vaharevna of Zilberstein, in Chelek Aleph of Vaharevna in Parsha Shmos, was asked a question. A father was learning with his child, and the child said a kash kasha, asked the kasha, and the father looked up the kasha, and he found that it's a Rabbi Akiva Eger's kasha. And the father got so excited, he kissed his son. And people said, how are you allowed to do that, kissing the son? He said, no, I'm not kissing my son for love of the son. I'm kissing him to show him what Avas HaTorah is, how excited I am by the Torah. So they asked Rav Zilberstein if that's okay. So Rav Zilberstein said, it depends. If he would kiss another child who asked that same kasha, then it would be okay. Then it's really because of Avas HaTorah. But if he would only do it for his own child, it's because he's proud of that it's his child that asked the kasha. Then it's an expression of Ava. But the impression that you get is if it's for Kavanah Torah, and it's not really for his own personal Ava, then it will be okay. Rav Zilberstein proves that that's the case from several Ma'amari Chazal. There's novels to Rabbi Nassim that says that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai asked Rabbi Elazar ben Hyrcanus to darshan, and Rabbi Elazar ben Hyrcanus at first refused, but then they pressured him, and he started darshaning, and he was saying these unbelievable drushos called davar v'davar shiyotza mipiv amad Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai al ragla v'nashkal rosho. Everything Rabbi Elazar ben Hyrcanus said, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai got up and kissed Rabbi Elazar ben Hyrcanus on his head. Now probably this was in a Beis HaKnesses or a Beis Medrash that he was darshaning, and yet you see that he kissed him. Also you find in Nedarim Daf Tesam Bezis Shimon HaTzadik amadetiyun shak Al Rosho says about the Nazir that saw his reflection in the water and decided to become a Nazir because he had a feeling of Gaiva. So he kissed him on his head, and Minastam that happened in the Beis Hamikdash because it was the guy bringing his Karbanos for Tumah of the Nazir. And the third source, Meseches Kala in Perek Aleph, it says that Rabbi Tarfon was an Asher Gadol, but he didn't give enough tzedakah. So he told Rabbi Akiva once, maybe you'll be my Shliach and you'll buy for me a city or two. And Rabbi Akiva took all the money and he gave it to Aniyim. And Rabbi Tarfon says, where's my city? And Rabbi Akiva says, he opens up a Sefer Tillim and he says, shows him that Pazar Nasan Levyonim Tzidkasa Amed Asad Karno Tarn Bekavod. What do you want cities for? You want the Kavod. Well, there's no greater Kavod than giving money to poor people. So Rabbi Tarfon got up and Nashkal Rabbi Akiva al Rosho. And he kissed Rabbi Akiva and said, in all these marmakomos, you see that it's okay to kiss for Kavanah Torah. So if the kiss is for Kavanah Torah, it's not for an expression of love, but it's for Kavanah Torah, that is going to be Mutter. Rav Avadia Yosef discusses in that same tshuva in Yechavdas Chelek Dalet Siman Yud Beis about kissing a chacham's hand. One of my Sephardic Talmidim, I mentioned this in Shir today, the Yisur to kiss in Shul, he says, well, my father, every time he gets an aliyah or he does Birch Kohanim, afterwards I always kiss his hand. Is there any problem with that? So it's very common in Sephardic communities that they kiss the hand of your father or the chacham. So is there any issue with that? So Rav Avadia says, absolutely no problem. That's a minag that has very, very strong roots. And he writes that that's the minhag pashut that's leinu, and he says yisodosav baharei kodesh. It has very strong roots because the Gemara Bava Metzia Daf Lamed Beis Amud Aleph compares kavod of a parent to kavod amakom, and we have the same thing by a rebbe. The Mishnah Pirkei Avos says in Perek Dalid mora rabcha kemora shemayim. So nishikas hayad is derech kavod adam gadol mechubad, but it's your way of showing kavod takodesh baruch Hu, because the Gemara Bava Basra tells us that your Cholkim kavod the Talmud b'makom harav, when the Rav is cholik kavod to the Talmud also, meaning when the Rav wants you to be cholik kavod to his Talmud, so that's a way of showing kavod to the Rav also. So if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Rav and your father or your Rebbe is the Talmud, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants you to show kavod to them, that's an expression of kavod to HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. And that's where Rav Avadia Yosef says that it's mutter and even appropriate to kiss a father's hand or a rabbi's hand in shul. The Rashba writes in the Chuvin Chelkei Simin Yudalid that even in the Beis HaKnesses or Beis Medrash, where it's a Makom Hasharas HaShechina, a person has to stand for his father, stand for his Rebbe, because we do show kavod even in a Beis HaKnesses or Beis Medrash for a father or Rebbe. So he says, who adin to kiss them on their hand? But he says that's the minhag of kissing them on their hand. But that which some people have the minhag that they give a kiss to the person who just got an aliyah after he finishes his kriyas haTorah, says Rav Avadia, eino nechol nefi halacha. That's against the halacha umitzvah levatlo. We should try to get rid of such a minhag, but you should say it benichusa so that people will be mekabel what you're saying. And Rabbi Shai Shechter said that his father told him a story that when Rav Avram Shapiro came to YU and he was giving a shiur of Soloveitchik walked in the middle of the shir, and when the Rav walked into the Beis Medrash, Rav Shapiro stopped his drasha and went over and gave Rav Soloveitchik a kiss. And he explained afterwards, he says, you might think I just violated the halacha, you're not allowed to give a kiss in the Beis Medrash, but he says the halacha is that you're allowed to kiss the Sefer Torah in shul. In fact, that very line where it says that you're not allowed to kiss, that very line in Sefer Hasidim, it says you're not allowed to kiss a child, says you're supposed to kiss the Sefer Torah. So he said, Rav Soloveitchik has a din of a walking Sefer Torah, so mainly you're allowed to kiss Rav Soloveitchik because he is a walking Sefer Torah. In Var Revna, Rav Zhalti quotes a story. He says the story happened that Hagona Tzadik Rav David Baran Zatzal got to a shul and he heard that the Gevir Hanadir Mar Wexler, that a certain wealthy man was Meshadech his daughter with a Yasom by the name of Bitzalel Zhalti. Rav Bitzalel Zhalti became the rabbi of Yerushalayim, was a Gon Olam. He wrote those Svarim. We have them somewhere behind me. The Mishnas Yavitz, I don't see them right now, but they're there somewhere. Yeah, they're there. Okay. The Mishnas Yavitz of Gon Olam. So he says that when he heard about that, Rav David Baran went over and kissed Mr. Wexler on the forehead right there in shul. And he said, because that's like Neshikas Arones Moshe in Parsha Shemos, it says Veifkasheu Bahar Elokim Vayishaklo. Aaron and Moshe met each other and they gave each other a kiss. But where did they meet? Bahar Elokim. Wait a second, now allowed to give a kiss in shul, how are they allowed to kiss there? Says the Sforna on the Pasuk, Kiminashik Davar Kadosh. It's like kissing a Davar Kadosh. It's like kissing a holy item like a Sefer Torah. Because such a Neshika is Mutter, and therefore he held that was the din. When you're showing Kavadat Torah, then it's going to be Mutter. Another situation that the poskim discusses: what if it's not during davening? The Shulchan Aruch puts this halach in Hilchos Tefillah, not in Hilchos Beis HaKnesses. So some want to be medayik from there that you're allowed to give a kiss to a child in shul as long as it's not during davening. Various reports have it that Rav Moshe used to give kisses to his grandchildren in shul after davening was over, because he held it's only a din in tefillah, not a din in Beis HaKnesses. The Zohar sounds that way as well. The Piskei Tshuvos points out that it sounds that way from the Lashon of the Zohar, that it's only a din during tefillah, not a din in Beis HaKnesses. Rav Shechter didn't agree with that. Rav Shechter thought that it's a din in Beis HaKnesses, and you can't be medayik from the exact placement where the Ramah chose to write it in Shulchan Aruch. Can't make any such diyukim. He just put it wherever he saw fit, but it's not necessarily a raya. The most common cases that you have is, first of all, if a child falls, let's say, and hurts himself, so he needs a kiss to calm him down. So if Zilberstein writes in Varevna that's not a kiss of Ava, that's a kiss of calming a child down. It's a different kind of kiss, and that would be Mutter, if that's what it takes to calm the child down. Obviously, if the kid is crying in the middle of shul, you should also take him out of shul, so he doesn't distract the whole shul. And the other common case that people often seem to violate this halacha is where a father kisses a bar mitzvah boy after his aliyah, after his laning. The father will very often give the boy a kiss. That's clearly a kiss of love, and it's in the middle of davening, so it seems to be no good. Although the Chuvasar Yitzchak suggests that Kriyas HaTorah is not considered during davening, and therefore that would be permissible, because it's B'shas Kriyas HaTorah, it's not B'shas Tefillah. But Pashto says that's called B'shas Tefillah, so even if you hold that it's only going to be also B'shas Tefillah, Pashto says that would be problematic. So again, generally speaking, one should not kiss anybody in shul unless it's a sign of Kavadat Torah or for some other reason, like to calm down a child. But generally speaking, we avoid expressions of love. Now, shaking hands and hugs, it never says anywhere that it's asir. So even though that's an expression of cordial, or very friendly interaction, it doesn't say anywhere that those are loving expressions that are asir at all in shul.